following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's going on, Michigan? It is a live Thursday broadcast, and we are bigger and better than just 24 hours ago. We want to welcome AM 1270, CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270, WXYT in Detroit, the sister station for that powerhouse 97.1. Almost 19 years doing the huge show across Michigan, and with Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network team, we work together with everybody at AM 1270 in Detroit. It's been about a 10-month journey around that pandemic, which we'll get to. NFL players going nuts, families going nuts about whether or not there'll be high school sports. ACC's delaying some sports until September 1st, so the pandemic and sports going hand in hand right now. I've been doing a talk show across America for 28 years. I grew up on the west side of the state, north of GR in Sparta, Michigan. And to be on in Detroit for the first time, it is as big of a day outside of the birth of my three youngest children and adopted my two kids. Because I grew up a Tigers fan, a Lions fan, Pistons, old school, Lanier, to the Bad Boys. Greg Landry, Dick McCall, if I could emulate his swing. I mean, it's in my blood. I didn't go to Michigan or Michigan State, so I grew up a Michigan football fan because I liked the helmets. But then I loved Magic Johnson and the late 70s in East Lansing. So one thing that you'll get to know if you're listening right now on AM 1270, that no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter what I write on my online blogs at thehugeshow.net, half of you will disagree with me. Half of you will agree with me. Everything. I can say, you know what? It's a big day to be on AM 1270 in Detroit. Half of you will go, this guy stinks. Right now, I'm done listening. I'll never, this is it. No, we're statewide. And first and foremost, Detroit teams, Michigan, Michigan State, the MAC schools, the GLIAC schools, MIAA high schools, we hit it all. Whatever the story is you're talking about that specific day, that's how I lead my show. I let it flow. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. He is smooth, he is cool, and he has us prepared. Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network, I get word from North Kent Ambulance, has passed out five times in the last 4 minutes because we actually are on in Detroit on AM 1270. We'll get the Marty Cam going at thehugeshow.net where you can check in live. I know a lot of the ambulance people, they'll do Facebook Live for us. Marty has, and this is a true story, a Lions, he lives by a lake, a Lions thong, a Tigers visor. He has a Wings koozie and Pistons toilet paper in his bathroom. He is so excited about Detroit. Now, you can follow me on Twitter at Huge Show, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can opt in on the text chain. You can text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And you can call the show toll-free. So if you're in the Detroit area, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. I do want to thank everybody from Entercom Detroit. They are the model for radio in America. They really are. Deb and Jimmy and Tom and everybody. Just amazing people to work with. Now, some of you in Detroit may have heard my national show on CBS Sports Radio, the Saturday Night HUGE show. Hopefully, I'll be doing that again here in the next month as New York crawls out of the pandemic. They're doing a lot of remote broadcasting, so I didn't have their remote equipment and ability to connect. We're lucky we get to come into a studio. Superfly and myself, we haven't had to go on the remote way the last 3 months. So that's awesome. So maybe you listen Saturday nights, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. I actually haven't missed a national show. It's cool to have kind of the weekends off. I'm serious. So hopefully maybe around September 1. I'm in no hurry. To be honest, I do a show 3 to 6, 5 days a week. And I have 3 younger kids, 2 older kids. I'm 58. I look like I'm 38. I think you can see all the photos of me pumping iron at thehugeshow.net. So thank you, Detroit. And I look forward to the first tweet from Detroit at HUGE Show, the first Facebook post. And I read bad ones, too. I don't care. Now, we do have a 20-second delay. So if you call and get a little squirrely, then I have to dump you. Okay? Then we got our HUGE question of the day. Tell me the best thing about Detroit sports right now. That's our HUGE question of the day that you can answer. The best thing about Detroit sports at this hour. I'll give you 2 hours and 43 minutes to think about it. So right now, somebody in Ferndale is going, Tigers? Yeah, it's cool to see them practicing. They had an inter-squad scrimmage. By the way, Matt Shepard, Fox Sports Detroit play-by-play voice, will join us later. I think he was at that scrimmage. Hill had one of the greatest catches ever. I shared it at HUGE Show on Twitter, the HUGE Show on Facebook. So then you go Lions. Stafford got love, top 10 quarterback. I think I need to see him healthy for a season and the Lions to at least get to the playoffs again before I would put Stafford in the top 10. But the best thing about Detroit sports right now, it's up to you. Pistons, I like the new GM hire. I like Casey as head coach. Gore seems to be committed with money. I know they're blowing up the Palace on Saturday. I never liked the move to downtown Detroit. I get you want to revitalize Detroit. You want people living there. You want that great big city feel. But the Palace was pretty cool. It really was. And it was more convenient because outside of Detroit, there is the rest of the state. And we now, with AM 1270, cover most of Michigan, even have a UP affiliate in Houghton Hancock, where Michigan Tech University is. So when I look at everything that's on the table right now, it's a big day. It is. It is a big day with AM 1270. So you tell me what you think is the best thing in Detroit sports right now. Lions, we don't even know if they're going to play. And Eric Edholm from Yahoo.com will join us coming up here in a few moments. NFL insider. This going back and forth on if we're going to get to the games and sports, I have my doubts right now. I think they're going to persevere through it. You know, I read and shared the story out of Dayton that Ohio high schools are going to allow contact and non-contact competition at the high school level. So if Ohio can do it, why can't Michigan? And I shared at HUGE Show on Twitter earlier today that there's been no documented cases of massive outbreaks connected to kids. And daycare centers have been open since the pandemic began. kids have returned not to school, and that's a whole nother political hot potato. But a lot of kids have returned to their youth workouts with social distancing, with their practices. Not a lot of contact in games yet, but working out. And there hasn't been these massive COVID-19 outbreaks. And if you look at the data and the numbers from newborn to 19, nothing shows you that the kids shouldn't be playing sports and be in school come fall. There's nothing. Well, the kids could carry it and give it to the adults. That hasn't been proven. The adults can wear the mask. The adults and kids can practice social distancing. But man, I wake up this morning, you know, you check your Twitter feed and I see the state of Ohio is going to allow contact and non-contact sports at the high school level. You have more of a chance of getting severe pneumonia and dying than you do COVID-19, newborn to 19. We talked to Mark Ewell, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, about this yesterday. If you want to listen to that interview, it's up right now at thehugeshow.net. So I mentioned Eric Edholm, NFL Insider, yahoo.com. He'll join us in a few moments. I talked to Blash. He's up in Traverse City. When we're going through our huge question of the day, what's good about Detroit sports right now? Tigers working out. Pistons seem to have their best front office in a while. I mentioned Stafford is a top 10 QB according to ESPN. And the Wings have Stevie Y and he retained Blash. And I agree with that. So Blash will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the hub concept with Edmonton and also Toronto and the return of the NHL and the bubble with the NBA at the end of the month. But the NHL quietly is staying in Canada. And if you look at the Canadian numbers right now to COVID-19, they're almost non-existent. So that's a smart move. And we'll talk about the Wings forecast for the upcoming season. Blash from Traverse City. Now, if you're going to Traverse City, we do have an affiliate, 93.7 FM Cadillac out of Traverse City. Blash will be by in less than an hour. I mentioned Shep on the Tigers. Lomas Brown, he'll answer the huge question of the day. What's good about Detroit sports right now? And Jim Bradstatter, the voice of Michigan football. Harbaugh caught all this grief yesterday about just being honest about COVID-19. Oh, he's just putting sports first, man. And he can't trust anybody with khakis. No. Who wears khakis? There was a firestorm. This is the bad side of Twitter. There was an incredible, like, oh, my, you know, Harbaugh doesn't care. He's using the kids. And then you read what he said, and there's even no debate necessary. Twitter lives for the one piece of a comment, and you put it on there, and it gets 180 likes, 40 retweets, and you look at it and say, I changed the world. So we'll talk to Brandy coming up. Now, if you want to join us on air, if you're a new listener on AM 1270, we are a statewide show. Detroit is our new base. That's the huge hub. The NHL may be in Edmonton and Toronto, but our huge hub is in Southfield, in Detroit, AM 1270. CBS Sports Radio, 1270. So you can join us live. You can answer the huge question of the day, 1-866-838-4843. And that's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. First text, this is from JoJo in Detroit. I'm not going to guess male or female. We're not that type of a show. We don't guess on names. We don't do it. JoJo drops a text, listening for the first time on 1270. Love what you have to say. I will wait to judge. What am I, on trial right now? People are like, you know, you got to sound Detroit. you gotta come in there and you gotta just sound like you're from Detroit. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not in Detroit. We're a statewide show. We're on 21 stations. You can see the list at thehugeshow.net. Detroit is our hub. It is our biggest affiliate. I love it that I do a show every day and I talk about the Tigers, the Pistons, the Lions, the Wings, Michigan, Michigan State. The high school issue, if you go to thehugeshow.net and you listen to the Mark Yule interview, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, that has garnered more hits and interaction than anything we've done the last month. You know why? Because Detroit has high schools. Oh my. People are like, hey man, don't talk high school sports. Like I'm going to break down Bobby Johnson's rushing yardage for Sterling Heights Stevenson. Like I'm going to break it down against Lavonia Churchill. I'm not going to do that. I've done a show for 28 years. Some of the advice I got this week, people are like, okay, don't talk high school sports. And don't talk about yourself. How can I do a show and not talk about myself? That's impossible. There are parents, high schools, and athletes more in Detroit than anywhere in Michigan. And they're wondering if they're going to play high school football or soccer in the fall for the boys, or will the seasons get flipped or changed? We don't know where COVID-19 is going, okay? You're not tuning in right now on AM 1270 to the Huge Show across Michigan and having me break down the Lake Huron Conference. That's not going to happen, okay? I already told you the great show. I'll be judging, JoJo says in Detroit. Drop the text. Text the word huge to 21,000. I'll be judging. What do you want? Does it matter how you judge me? Could you give me a 9.9 or maybe a perfect 10? If you want to join us live throughout the broadcast, huge question of the day. Best thing about Detroit sports right now. Rocket Mortgage Classic was pretty good last week at the Detroit Golf Club. That was awesome. Best thing has to be the Tigers are working out. Would you agree? Because we don't know if the Lions are going to play, even get to training camp. At least the Tigers have that date set up with the Reds for their opener. I probably would say the Tigers working out would be the best thing. So join us live, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And if you want to find out more about the show, read my online Huge Opinion columns, listen to past shows, interviews. Everything you need is at thehugeshow.net.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get it.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help if you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness. Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business. and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at BeanGarter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
It's easy to get all the best groceries in town in one trip when you shop at Meijer. Find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to everyday products at low Meijer prices. Save with weekly deals going on now, like personal seedless watermelons or honeydew melons, buy one, get one for a dollar. Or Tide liquid laundry detergent, only $5.99 with M-Perks. Get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Bill Simonson here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health. Now, they serve the entire state, and they offer up some of the best sports physicians, physical therapists, access to some of the best surgeons, and also a training staff that covers every sport. High school, youth, college, and pro. You can go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. If you or a child of yours has suffered an injury and you want to get back to playing or maybe going out for that nightly jog, they can help. Or maybe your child wants to return to that game they love to play. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. From youth to high school, to college, to semi-pro and pro sports, they are the leaders when it comes to dealing with sports injuries. Find out more. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. That's metrohealth.net.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. We want to welcome in our newest affiliate, AM 1270, CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270. Anchored there in downtown Detroit, 50,000-watt powerhouse all across the east side of the state. If you're in the Detroit area, know anybody, tell them to listen to The Huge Show weekday afternoons, 3 until 6 on AM 1270, and also our entire Huge Radio Network affiliate team. We have 100.9 FM. Actually, you can travel right up 75 in Detroit if you lose us on 1270. You have Sports Extra 1330 in Flint, 100.9 FM in Midland, Bay City, Saginaw, 101.0 FM in Grayling. Then you travel over to Petoskey, Sheboygan to the Bridge, 104.7 and AM 1340. You then come back towards Traverse City, Cadillac, 93.7 FM. Cut across, you have Alma Mount Pleasant, AM 1280, right near Soaring Eagle, which is an awesome casino and resort. In Grand Rapids, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket, is where our studios are housed. AM 1660 in Kalamazoo, you go over to Ottawa County, the Lakeshore, Holland, 99.7 FM and AM 1450, WHTC. 106.1 FM and AM 1400 WSJM in Benton Harbor, St. Joe, and 96.5 The Cave in Adrian, Michigan. Yo, Adrian! Adrian! I always miss somebody, too. There's somebody I left out. Oh, AM 1050 WTK in Ann Arbor. And now we're in Detroit for the first time in almost 19 years. Of doing The Huge Show across Michigan, AM 1270. Tell everybody about it. Huge question of the day. What's the best thing about Detroit sports as we launch day one in Detroit? The best thing right now about the best thing going for sports in the Motor City. Oh, yeah, on the first day, if you want to play an over-under game, I'll use the word Motor City 37 times. You can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And if you want to find out about the show, if you're a new listener, read my online Huge Opinion columns. listen to past interviews. Mark Yule interview yesterday about what lies ahead for Michigan high school sports is pretty cool. You can read that right now at thehugeshow.net. Let's go get an update on the NFL. J.J. Watt saying if he has to wear a face shield, he will sit out the entire year. Players are reacting to the safety protocols. No exchanging jerseys or praying after games because of social distancing. Erica at homeyahoo.com. NFL Insider is standing by live on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing all right. What's going on?
Man, you know, I'm tired of athletes complaining. I really am tired. I never complain, so I don't think any athlete should ever complain.
You know, there's always something, right? I mean, even those folks out there who have charmed lives, I'm sure have things that they'd like to improve or get better. I hear what you're saying, though, for sure.
Yeah, JJ threatening to sit out the season. I mean, if you look at the NFL storylines right now, and I get COVID-19 is connected to every single sport. You can't get away from it right now, Eric. But you have the players upset about safety protocols and they can't exchange jerseys. We're all going through social distancing and mask or no mask or 6 feet apart. So you have those two stories. Then you have the Washington Redskins. Reportedly, the new name will become the Warriors. That's emerging as their name. There's that drama. I just can't wait until we play the games. I'm serious.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think everybody's sort of on the same. Obviously, you know, there's some more serious issues in sports, but we thrive on these sports providing kind of a distraction for us and entertainment. And, you know, we've been sort of stripped of half a year's worth of sport. Well, I don't know, quite a half a year, but almost, you know. And, you know, it's been such a long process. There's been so much tension in the world lately. I think a lot of people are just dying for, you know, a full throng of sports to come back. But, boy, I don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, I just don't know if it's going to be this year, at least, anything close to what we're expecting or hoping for. You know, college football feels very perilous at this point. I mean, at least for most of it, it's not going to look a lot like what we're expecting. So, you know, high school sports obviously are going through some real challenges right now, depending on what part of the country people are in. It's these are still tough times.
The last 3 weeks of July will define sports for the next 5 months.
I'm sorry, say that part again.
I said the last 3 weeks of July, yeah, in terms of what happens with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, will define sports at all levels the next 5 months.
I think you're right. I mean, yeah, let's start with college football because, I mean, it just, you know, I do some draft stuff for Yahoo and, you know, talking to some administrators, some coaches and some people in the college ranks, and they're all kind of pointing to August 1st as, you know, sort of D-Day for their sport. We know the Ivy League has pushed off their fall sports. We know that other smaller, some FCS schools have, you know, punted on the season, so to speak. So that's going to be a big domino. Obviously, we have, you know, hurdles with baseball and basketball in the interim, and then obviously training camp begins right before that. And there's some hurdles for the NFL and the NFLPA to figure out in the meanwhile. So, you know, it's like juggling a bowling ball, a chainsaw, and a plate of sandwiches and trying to keep it all going at once. It really isn't easy at this point, and the conditions are changing. We're not working on a level playing field here, given that some parts of the country are inflicted heavily, others are not. You know, there's just so many things, and there's no playbook for any of them. Everybody's kind of waiting to see what everybody else does, and eventually someone's going to make a decision on these things, and it's going to cause this, you know, kind of ripple effect. But I agree, that's going to really be the flashpoint of this whole thing.
And the one thing you can do, though, with Roger Goodell in the NFL and pro sports, it would be baseball, and they're starting here at the end of the month, the Orlando NBA bubble, the hub for hockey, Edmonton and Toronto. The NFL, it's a different animal, and I don't even think we're even looking at the potential of any crowds. It's just playing sports to get a TV deal check in the mail or deposit it into your account. That the NFL will find a way to do this, but, you know, NHL has a bubble, Orlando has a bubble, baseball has had their bumps in the road, and I said this yesterday, Eric, the line here that could end sports for the rest of the year or keep sports going isn't going to be the number of cases, positive cases. If a major athlete in a professional sport or at the collegiate level gets sick, becomes critical, or God forbid dies, that sport is shutting down and maybe all sports.
Yeah, there was that you know, that study done. I think it was an Illinois professor. I'm not sure exactly where, but basically speculating just based on numbers and trends and age ranges and things like that, that, you know, somewhere between 3 and 7 athletes will die. And it, you know, it may not sound like a large number, but, you know, Rudy Gobert's testing positive, I think, was kind of the tipping point for the NBA to cease operations. And that had a ripple effect on every other sport, too. I really believe that was sort of a critical moment. I'm not putting it on Rudy, of course. I'm just saying it's that one case that can do it, that can have that kind of a dramatic effect, you know, the chaos theory, if you will. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're praying to God that doesn't happen, that these are healthy young men and women that who have great immune systems and that, you know, they understand the risks going in and that, you know, really anybody in society is vulnerable. So we shouldn't just think about athletes. But at the same point, it's going to put just such immense pressure not only on the sport that's potentially inflicted, but other sports as well, no doubt.
Eric Edahome follows college football in the NFL for Yahoo.com, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, you talked about the flashpoint and how Rudy Gobert just really shut down sports for the most part. And I think that now that we know something about the virus, it's not controlled, obviously. There still are positive cases growing and trending. But the next thing that would be that flashpoint would be somebody critically ill. And I hope we don't get there. And the way I look at it, Eric, I said it in my opening Huge Opinion, start the hour, that we have not seen tragedy connected to COVID-19 come to any schools, U sports, daycare centers, or even pro teams right now. And we can't shut down America because people are getting sick. This is about limiting critical cases, overloading ICUs and hospitals across America, and limiting the loss of life. And that's why I believe all the pro sports, even with their positive tests, PGA, NASCAR, go down the list, they continue to move forward until it's not safe.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to say how they're going to do business. And you know, this debate is a fascinating one, right? I mean, who's to say that, you know, athletes working together and you know, playing games together is any more dangerous than, you know, I don't know, people working in a meatpacking facility. I mean, again, we've seen outbreaks there and other, you know, sort of tightly knit places like that. So you can't rule that possibility out, even with a young, healthy population on the whole. There are coaches, obviously. You know, I mean, think about, you know, Bruce Arians. I mean, you know, a 3-time cancer survivor at the age of 67. I know there's a couple older head coaches, but somebody like that with an immune system that's been compromised, you worry about people like that. There are coaches. There's an assistant, Tom Moore, in Tampa, who's 81 years old, you know, and sometimes wearing masks isn't enough, right? I mean, there's still the chance of infection, even if it's greatly reduced. So there are just so many different factors. But I think you're right, the big picture on sports is that, you know, they're going to go forward until they have a reason not to. And I don't think I don't think most people are blaming them for that. I think as long as they're taking the proper steps and using as much caution as possible, you can say, look, they're businesses. They're trying to operate. They're trying not to completely fold, but we certainly have to be aware of those risks too.
Yeah, somebody just sent me a tweet. So wait a minute, a kids camp in Missouri had a ton of kids test positive. Okay, well, outbreak to me is that those campers end up in an ICU and kids are dying. It's not about people getting sick, and right. I'm not blind to what's going on. I wear a mask. I know a lot of people don't. I social distance. I have an eye out for people coughing or that are sick. I'm following everything. I understand the severity of what we faced and currently are facing and what lies ahead. But, you know, we can't overreact. It's kind of like Ohio State, okay? They get a ton of COVID-19 cases. They didn't announce that the football season's over. They said, we'll be back July 15th, right?
Yep.
North Carolina, yeah. Same thing that they're you know, LSU cycled through a lot of positive cases, right? Clemson went through it. It's not like the 30 at Clemson became 353 people connected to the football or athletic building, right?
Right, right. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, there's this sort of strange assumption. I see it a lot on Twitter, which is hyper-polarized these days, and everything is, you know, a little hyperbolic at times, and then people kind of take things maybe six steps too far in their assumptions and worst-case scenarios and all that. You know, a lot of people are out there assuming, oh, well, if you have 40 tests positive now, you're going to have 80 by the fall. Well, that's not necessarily true. We're still learning about whether we can you know, by the time season is completed, we may still have, you know, the possibility, I don't think it's pretty remote, but the possibility of, you know, some sort of vaccine or better treatment for it, too. That's the other factor. It's not just about getting a vaccine, but if doctors can find ways to control these things and certain prescription drugs are found to be effective in combating it, positive tests aren't that critical anymore, right? I mean, if you can keep people alive and keep them as healthy as possible, that's an extremely positive development that may be a month off, it may be 6 months off, it may be a year off. We don't know. Everything is still kind of in front of us with a lot of gray area in between.
Before I let you go, Eric Edholm from Yahoo.com, NFL insider, joining us here at the Huge Show across Michigan. Odds you're given Vegas or given in Vegas that the NFL season will kick off as scheduled and play its entire schedule through the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think there's 100%. Well, I shouldn't say 100. I think there's about a 99-point-something% chance that we get a pretty darn close to expected NFL season. I know that sounds pretty optimistic. I do feel like we're going to get something close to what they're expecting. Might they cancel a couple of weeks or have to delay things? Yes. Might the preseason be nuked or cut down to 1 week? Absolutely. So, you know, if we're asking about four preseason games, or, you know, at least two, I guess they've said, is kind of the likely. Two preseason games, 16 weeks, full postseason schedule, Super Bowl on time. 40-60, 50-50, I don't know, wow. Man. It's really – all I know is that college football, the fear is a lot higher there than the people I've talked to in the NFL.
So if it's 50-50 that they get – 90 that they start the season in the NFL, 50-50 that they get through the entire schedule through the Super Bowl, what's your percentage on college football kicking off and playing their entire season?
Like 5. I mean, honestly, wow. I just – Maybe I'm misreading the tea leaves on this thing. It's just there has not been a lot of optimism in the people I've talked to. Some people think, oh, we're going to make it. You know, we've got the resources, and we're trending in the positive direction, or this or that. The commissioner of the conference is really setting out. You know, the ADs are on top of this thing or whatever. I haven't really heard as much of that as I have the other side of the coin, which is that there's a lot of uncertainty about college. I just don't know about the college football season, which hurts me. I mean, that's a big part of what I do, and a lot of fans out there, I'm sure, feeling the same way. So I wish I could be more optimistic about it, and I'm a pretty optimistic guy in general.
Eric Edholm, follow him and the NFL at Yahoo.com. Eric, thanks for your time here on the Huge Radio Network.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Eric Edholm, 5% chance of college football being played, his own guesstimate. Wow. It is day one, a day that will never be forgotten in Detroit, the launch of the Huge Show on AM 1270, CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270 in Detroit. Spread the word, 50,000-watt signal. They cover from probably where you lose 100.9 FM or Sports Extra 1330 in Flint, Bay City, Saginaw, all the way down to Northwest Ohio. Thank you so much to 1270 and everybody joining in. You can answer our huge question of the day. Easiest way is tweet me, @HugeShow on Twitter. What's the best thing going right now in sports in Detroit? It was the Rocket Mortgage Classic last week. What's the best thing going right now? You can tweet me, @HugeShow, comment the Huge Show on Facebook. And also the quickest way, just text the word HUGE to 21,000. That means you opt in and you can text the show anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
Opt in to the HUGE text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
It's a new day. A day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 Million Summer. Saturdays now through September. That's right. $1 Million in premium play is up for grabs. With six players winning $500 every half hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's the $1 Million Summer. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the Tullymore Golf Resort. They're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and Canadian Lakes, and all their dining options are now open for dining in at Tullymore. They're more than golf. They have incredible accommodations, incredible living space, and more. Check out their 36 holes they have to offer, stay and play packages, and now all the dining options are open at St. Ives and also at Tullymore. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. To find out more. That's TullymoreGolf.com. You can also book a tee time at GolfNow.com. Just search Tullymore, but it's a quick trip. You want a great dinner on a Friday, Saturday night, even a weeknight. Dining in now is open at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. And also book your stay and play package for the summer now at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
BHS Insurance services the needs of their clients in a way only a local insurance agency can. Now, you can find out more at bhsins.com. BHS Insurance has unparalleled access to over 57 insurance carriers with an array of diverse insurance plans, including home, auto, employee benefits, and business insurance needs. You can find out more about BHS Insurance and what they can do for you at bhsins.com. That's bhsins.com.
You're listening to The HUGE Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The HUGE Show is back live across Michigan on a Thursday broadcast presented by Bean Carter. Tom Rosenbach is a managing partner. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. Based in Grand Rapids, they service the entire state coast to coast and globally. They can help your business. Go to BeanCarter.com. That is BeanCarter.com. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. It's day one of the HUGE Show on in Detroit on AM 1270. I do want to thank the crew at MLive.com. They just wrote a nice story. It was a lead story on their app. It's fantastic. HUGE Show grows bigger with debut in Detroit market today. Josh Van Dyke. Thank you. Now you can read that at MLive.com. I shared the link. Add HUGE Show on Twitter, the HUGE Show on Facebook. I thought day one in Detroit, first huge question of the day you'll hear in the Motor City, and that's three times with the Motor City in hour one if you're keeping track. What's the best thing about sports in Detroit right now? The best thing going? You can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At HUGE Show on Twitter, the HUGE Show on Facebook, and if you want to read my HUGE Opinion online columns, listen to any interview, any show, 24/7, you can do it at thehugeshow.net. Log on and listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. And on your Apple mobile device, search The HUGE Show to have the free podcasts and interviews sent every day to your mobile device. And thanks to AM 1270 for feeding the stream at radio.com.
Big, bad, huge.